For over a month, northeast Brazil has been in the middle of an environmental mystery. Thick, sludgy crude oil has been washing up on the beaches there, and no one knows why. The oil is keeping people away. It's also a big problem for Brazil's sea turtles. The world's Maria Helena Romero has been following this. So, Maria Helena, what is going on with the turtles in Brazil right now?
I've been talking with one of Brazil's oldest and most respected conservation organizations. They are called Projeto Tamar. What they do is to protect specific locations where the sea turtles go and lay their eggs. They go mark their nests, they monitor them, but the rest is left to nature. When the sea turtles are ready, they hatch and then they just walk into the sea. But this year, with the oil spill, biologists are concerned that this is going to affect the reproductive cycle of sea turtles.
So this group, Projeto Tamar, what are they doing differently this year?
They are actually taking the baby sea turtles into the open ocean to be released.
Not leaving it up to nature.
Exactly. Vamos lá? This is actually a video that someone from Projeto Tamar sent me. On the boat, there are white plastic containers that have about 1,000 baby sea turtles. They are taking containers one by one and just dumping the sea turtles carefully into the water.
Wow.
The scene is beautiful, but this is actually unprecedented. In the 40 years this organization has been working, it is the first time that they do this. And they are only doing it because they want to protect the baby sea turtles from the oil.
Let's get back to the turtles in a moment. I want to talk about the oil right now. Where is it all coming from? What do authorities know so far?
Well, where is it coming from is actually the million-dollar question. The source of the oil remains a mystery. Several agencies of the Brazilian government, including the Brazilian Navy, they are doing basically detective work to find out where this oil came from. There are researchers working with computer models, putting historical data of ocean currents and winds just to pinpoint the origin of it. The Brazilian Navy is also looking into the shipping routes just to find, like, who could have done this.
So there's research going on, there's an investigation, but are there any theories about where this oil came from so far?
Yes. There have been studies done by Petrobras, the Brazilian oil company, and a couple of independent labs in Brazil that concluded that this oil is crude oil that is not produced or commercialized in Brazil and that has the composition of oil that is produced in Venezuela. And they can say this because actually when they do the chemical analysis of it, each oil has a particular DNA, let's say.
Right.
So they can actually pinpoint like the exact location where this oil was taken from.
So a few theories there. Where are officials in Brazil with the cleanup of this sludge?
There are crews that respond to reports of presence of oil on beaches. They pick it up with shovels. They put it in big, white plastic bags. Actually, there's so much of it that some cities do not actually know what to do with it. This is affecting a very big area of Brazil. There are remote areas, some of them very important environmentally, that are not being cleaned because there is not enough people to do it.
Yeah, right. So that brings us back to the sea turtles. What's their situation right now as we speak?
Earlier, we heard this video of the biologist releasing the turtles into the ocean,
right.
And they sounded really joyful, but actually there is a lot of uncertainty here. I spoke to Cesar Coelho. He's the sustainability director of Projeto Tamar, and he told me this was their last resort.
Ontem levamos para offshore, para o mar aberto, para o alto mar, né?
He says that releasing the turtles into the open ocean is not a recommended practice. The sea turtles, when they hatch, they have to make their way into the sea on their own. This is called imprint, and that serves as a guide for that same animal 20 or 30 years later to come back to the same beach to lay her eggs. So scientists are not sure what the consequences of releasing them into the open ocean could be. But right now they have just very few options until the oil is cleaned up.
The world's Maria Helena Romero, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.
The future for those turtles is uncertain, but that moment they were released, that was pure joy. We put the video on our Instagram for you. We are at PRI The World.